have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be.
And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be, wherever you are in the world when you hit that play button. So glad you did. Indeed, I know I keep saying I'm going to change that intro, but it says just about it all. Not quite all of it, but, you know, do we ever do that? This is a show about personal, professional, and leadership development and everything I can get my hands on that I feel that I can communicate to you in a way that's easy for you to understand, apply, and take action on. That's what it's all about, the application and the action, right? What good is it? And it can make us feel good. It can make us think, well, there's some hope for me, right? I'm listening to this podcast, and I can relate to this guy. But it doesn't stop there when the show's over, right? We got to take the information. We got to take what we heard. We got to take what was communicated to us and apply it in our lives. And I like to go beyond applying it and saying, prove it and see the results of some of these things that I share with you. Today, we're going to just wrap up this. I've been talking about living from the inside out for the last couple of shows. And it's so important to realize this because most people don't do that. And I've taken some little points from a book called The Master Key System by Charles Hanel. Little known guy and just a brilliant book from a long time ago. And I've highlighted a couple points that I think are a real good summary of what I've shared with you over the last couple of weeks. So we're going to dive into those right away. And all these things that are shared on the show, I have done this and applied these and taken action on these in my life. And it's so important to know that. I'm not just, you know, picking up a book and reading from a book. You know, most of the time I turn on that microphone, I have no notes, did no preparation. It's just drawing out from my life experience and looking at what has transformed my life. Because really, it was, I don't know, as I tell the story, it was 2008 was my death, and 2009 was my resurrection, because it was right at the end of that year that I entered into that trilogy of transformation. And I did that story, episode number 300, and episode number one tells you a little bit more about that. If you're new to the show and you want to check that out, go and do that. So let's wrap this up. We're looking at inside out living and thinking and being and creating and manifesting and attracting into our life and moving into our field of experience what it is that we desire. And this goes for individuals. I don't care where you are in your life. You know, maybe you're just out of school and starting off on a career path, a chosen field that you're really excited about. Maybe you've been in the workforce, you're on a corporate team, you've been there for a long time. Maybe you're in the C-suite and you're an executive, you're on the executive team. It doesn't matter, because we're wired the same when it comes to how we work, how our subconscious mind works, how our conscious mind works, the laws of the universe that just are, the energy that's always on, always flowing, that we're all made of, this connection that we all have with each other and life and living and all that is, it applies the same equally to everyone. So that should be exciting, you know, depending if you're a pessimist or an optimist. You know, we all have access to these universal laws, the universal ways of understanding how we're put together. So when we live and work and choose and decide in harmony, in alignment with these laws, we can move into our field of experience all that we want. And, you know, I often bring this up. You've heard me talk about an opportunity to move into this field of personal, professional, and leadership development. And the company that I started back in 2013, Success Ocean International, I call it successocean.biz now to distinguish between our corporate leadership development activity. But I'm still involved with that company that I started 2013 and involved with another company. We focus on prosperity and abundance and generating that and becoming entrepreneurs. And the whole program was designed to quickly get someone up to an income of around $50,000 a month in a relatively short period of time without having to do selling and convincing and all that stuff and explaining and all that other thing. And so when I talk to people, they have to have a goal of at least $10,000 a month. But my point is, I'll often ask these questions about how they're thinking and living life. Are they thinking from the inside out? Are they creating it first, you know, the vision that they want, whatever their income goal is for themselves? Are they creating themselves and seeing themselves as right now operating from the mindset of someone that's doing that? And that's one of the reasons that something like this is so important. So let's keep that in mind. We first create everything within, using the power of our mind, using the power of our imagination, then setting the intention, setting the commitment. That's what I'm going to talk about next week more, is power and what power is. So let's wrap this up with these key points. I got three key points I wanted to throw out there today, and that'll wrap up this Inside Out Living and Being and Thinking, a little mini-series I've done over the last few episodes. So we're doing this, and we know that we're in this flow of energy and law, universal law, and we're wired a certain way, and we have the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, and how do we impress the subconscious mind, and how do we create what's showing up in our world? Are we responsible for it? And we established all that we are. So point number one is every thought, therefore, is a cause. And every condition and effect. For this reason, it is absolutely essential that you control your thoughts so as to bring forth only desirable conditions. So, you know, let's think about it. All our thoughts are responsible for what's showing up in our experience, for our results. So this is telling us, hey, you got to be vigilant. You got to be vigilant. And, you know, you can just see this in your life if you think and push back a little bit. Let's do some reflection and say, what have been my dominant thoughts over the past 6 months, over the past year? What are they? What are those dominant thoughts? And then look what's showing up in your life. Look at the results that you're experiencing personally and professionally in your different roles, whatever roles those may be, they will be in alignment with the dominant thoughts. If you're walking around and your dominant thought is, you know, I'm no good, I'm a loser, you know, I was always told I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I'll never have two nickels to rub together. If those are your type of dominant thoughts, look around you at what's showing up in your life, and they will be in harmony. Now, let's flip the coin on that. If your dominant thoughts are affirmative and you're affirming, like I used in my story of the entrepreneurs I train that came on board with me, if you're affirming, I am so happy and grateful, I am now generating over $50,000 a month in personal income, whatever that may be, working on the self-image. I'm so happy and grateful. I am outgoing and cheerful, and I am filled with joy to meet people and to network. That's going to be your experience. That's going to be what's showing up in your life. And we can go, the field here is absolutely infinite. So that's what this is about, is we impress this field of pure potentiality with thought. That's where it starts. That's where it shows up. We take personal responsibility for the results that are showing up in our lives. And this is where we go. Again, every thought, therefore, is a cause and every condition an effect. For this reason, it is absolutely essential that you control your thoughts so as to bring forth only desirable conditions. It's so important because we get bombarded every day in this world of technology, in this world of everything's digital, in this world of multimedia and TV and radio and the computer and online and TikTok and X and all that stuff coming at us in a bombardment of emails and going down rabbit hole after rabbit hole with this information. We take it in from the outside world. We form opinions. We decide one way or another, and we let that be our dominant thought. It might upset us. It might excite us. It might move us to joy. It might move us to sadness. Whatever it is, that's living from the outside in. And when we hold on to that stuff, when we hold on to that energy, when we hold on, most importantly, the feeling tone, that which is outside of us created within us, the feeling it created, that feeling is going to show up in the results that are moving in our field of experience. Remember, thoughts plus feelings plus actions equals results. All right, I think you get it. Point number two I wanted to make today. The majority of mankind, humankind, lives in the world without. That's what I've been saying. Few have found the world within. And yet it is the world within that makes the world without. It is therefore creative. And everything which you find in your world without has been created by you and the world within. It's another way to say what I just said over the last couple of minutes. But most people don't know this. If you've been in, and this is fascinating to me, if you've been in personal development, professional development for a long, long time, you're probably resonating with this and nodding and shaking your head. Yep, that's absolutely right. But somebody that's new to this has, you know, this is so far out that they have a hard time comprehending it, understanding it, and wrapping their head around it. But those of us that have been involved in personal, professional, and leadership development for a long time, it's like, hey, you're talking basic stuff here. Yeah, but you know what? The majority of the world does not understand this. They haven't found this to be true in their lives because they don't know about it. They have not connected the dots. And it always amazes me, you know, you go to a barber shop or something like that. Somebody says, hey, I am so sick. I'm like, don't put that out there. And they're like, what are you talking about? Put that out there. It's like, never mind. Listen to my show. You know, it's about our dominant thoughts, being vigilant. So this is another way to say that again. What we're experiencing on the outside, hey, that came, you got to take responsibility. And yes, we can go down another rabbit hole and say, well, I didn't create that. Well, your feeling about all that, your experience about all that is going to show up in another way as your results. So be careful. I mean, monitor that those emotional responses. Monitor your feeling tone. The world's not going to stop coming at you. You can't shut it off, and you don't need to. But you need to know that you are there's a creative process going on within you, and it's thoughts, feelings, and actions equals results. All right. So it's again, be vigilant. All right. Point three, and there we're going to begin to wrap this up today. Just sharing a little bit about what we're going to go into next and ways that I can work with you to go a little bit deeper, whether it's with you individually and personally or you and your corporation. So Point number three, you will at once see that this is a radically new and different idea. Most men and women try to change effects by working with effects. They fail to see that this is simply changing one form of distress for another. To remove discord, we must remove the cause, and this cause can be found only in the world within. So, let's go into that again. I paused right there because I just went into a coughing fit. Luckily, you didn't hear all that. But let's take a look at this one more time. You will at once see that this is a radically new and different idea. Most men try to change effects by working with effects. They fail to see that this is simply changing one form of distress for another. To remove discord, we must remove the cause, and this cause can be found only in the world within. And I have talked about this a lot over the years, and I talk about it when I do a live keynote talk, featured presentation talk, whatever I do, whenever I'm speaking, because I'm always talking about the power of our subconscious mind and thoughts plus fact, feelings and actions equaling results. But this is what people do. Listen to this point over and over again. Because what I'm inviting you to do, even if it's not new to you, is to push back and take a look at what's showing in your life and see how the dots are connected between what your dominant thoughts have been and what has been showing up. So this point here is talking about how I often refer to it as a puddle. We're standing in a puddle. That's the effect. That's the problem. That's the condition we don't want. That's what's showing up. And you can relate this to either, lousy sales or no sales or whatever it is, right? You're standing in this puddle of an effect that you don't want. We look down at our feet. We go, man, I don't like my feet being wet. I'm standing in this puddle. And we kick around in the puddle. We're kicking our shoes away. You know, water's going to always seek the lowest point, right? But we're standing in that puddle, and we're trying to change the effect. We're kicking the water. We're moving around in it. You know, we don't work from the place of having a thought to step out of it and put on some dry things on our feet, right? So that's the same here. You will see that this is a new idea, that most people don't get this connecting point here. The world on the outside is an effect. We have to change at the level of cause. And the level of cause is our thought. We don't muck around in that puddle. We don't work to change that distress, that standing in the puddle. You know, we can go over and stand in a different spot in the puddle, right? Well, I changed my perspective, but my feet are still wet, right? We don't work at the level of the problem, at the level of the results, to change things. We have to go back to the cause. Looking around in the puddle is just trying to change at the level of effect, and it never, ever works. We have to have a new thought and go back to cause, because thought is cause. So those are the key points there. And it's so true. To remove discord, we must remove the cause, and this cause can be found only in the world within. Again, look at that puddle. Sales are down, and you're thinking, sales are down. Watkins, he's got to go because he's not cutting it. Well, you're working with cause. You're working with cause and effect, and Watkins might be the effect, but what's the cause? What's the cause? Whatever problem that you're experiencing in your life, and personally, professionally, in the corporate environment, on the leadership team, on the executive team, we live in a cause and effect universe. And first cause for us as human beings, as spiritual human beings, living in this energy field of life and living, first cause will always be our thoughts. So knowing this, we can deliberately and intentionally create the life we would love to live. We can create the conditions we would love to experience. We can grow our companies. We can grow our corporate teams. We can install a culture throughout our company where everyone's thinking in this way, where we bring so much innovation and creativity. We've seen this happen in companies that I've worked with, companies that are just out there doing this, that get it. We see them turn on a dime and then just get on a roll of creativity and extraordinary accomplishment. So if you want to talk more about that, if you want to talk more and more about your life, what's showing up, I think now is a really good time to do that. Ask yourself some questions right now, because we're at, as this show is being recorded, and I realize some people are listening to this or finding this particular show, maybe you're finding it at the beginning of the year, the middle of the year, the end of the year, doesn't matter. Wherever you are right now, take note of what's shown up in your life over the last 6 months or so. Right, as I'm recording the show, we're at the halfway point of the year. So what were those intentions? Did you set the intentions? Did you set the big dream goals? Did you set the corporate goals at the beginning of the year? What are your results? I like to take people through a program where I guarantee results. And in the corporate space, as a franchisee of Leadership Management International, we bring people through a showcase program and we guarantee results. We prove results because we impact results at the level of behavior. First cause, right? Thought instigates the behavior. So we guarantee results. We money back guarantee results in our showcase program for our corporate clients. So think about that. If that can be done, if results can be guaranteed, how are they guaranteed? Well, we change behavior. We change thoughts. How do we change behavior? Behavior is what's showing up on the outside, so we have to change at the level of thought. And we do that in a very certain way. And you hear me talking about the certain way. So if you want to talk about any of that, how you can change what's showing up in your life, if you got to a certain point over these last 6 months where you want to experience something different, but you've gotten to a stumbling point, let's talk, because I can help you quickly identify what that is and set you out with a plan to accomplish more and get it done in the next 6 months. So whether it's for you as an individually, personally, in your small business, with your small business team, with your corporate team, whether you are a C-suite executive and want to work with your team at that level, at the board level, throughout the entire organization, where you want to talk about communications, whether you want to talk about sales, effectiveness, personal productivity, professional productivity, performance, profitability, communication, all that stuff, reach out, successappointment.com, successappointment.com. Even if you want some information on that business opportunity I was talking about, the online business, still doing that, still going strong since 2013. So reach out about any of that. Love to have a conversation with you. No charge. Successappointment, all one word, .com. The sales page, just my calendar. Opens up in your time zone. Schedule a time with me. I have to look at those times and availability. I'll be traveling over the next couple of weeks, but grab a time and we'll talk and have a conversation about what you want to experience in your life. That's going to do it for today. I'm out of time for today. And I hope that you have found something, a golden nugget in this show today that you can apply and take action on. That's the key. That's the key to what will show up in your life as your experience. For now, that's going to do it. You've been listening to the Genesis Frequency Podcast, a podcast about personal, professional, and leadership development. And this is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Cosmina, wishing you an infinitely spectacular day. Bless you.